now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Now, the top 10 charting across the nation for this week's countdown. Earshot-online.com or where the charts come from. I'm Anthony Inman. Brian Cleveland is right there. He's going to tell you about all about where the charts come from.
Go and check out Earshot. It is at earshot-online.com, and it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, from which we pull the top 20 most played albums of the week from the national top 50 this week for the week ending Tuesday, July 19th, 2016. The top 50 is made up of top 30 charts from over 30 campus and community radio stations across this country. In addition, you can find genre-specific charts both regionally and nationally for electronic hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and many more features. So go and check it all out at earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways as well. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do it for you. We will play something from your latest release and we'll give you an interview. Package it all as a feature. That's what we do. In this hour of the program, we will be featuring another artist from Sappy Fest. Weird Lines will be joining us a little later on. We also have Stephen Karlick back with more music news. And Brian's going to have the lowdown. Plus, we have, as I mentioned at the beginning, the top 10 of the top 20 for the week. Lots to get in, and so we're going to get right into it right now. Starting at number 10, make our way up from there.
You're going to hear from Weaves, their self-titled debut album coming our way from Buzz Records. It's been on the charts for a couple of weeks. It's at number 10, down from 7. You'll hear a track from them called Candy. Sitting still at number 9 is Daniel Romano and his latest Mosey. You'll hear Valerie Leone. And back into our program, up from 22 is K Tronada from his debut 99.9%. At number 8, you'll hear Bus Ride.
Wouldn't Candy be good right now?
Always.
Yeah.
What, I mean, it depends on what kind.
Like bonbons? No, they're no good. They're like the wicked worst candy of Christmas. We'll discuss during the song break here. Weaves, you're number 10. Here's a song called Candy. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
But I think I kinda got it since the second that I saw you. I've been weakening in the knees. There's a reason for my misery, but my baby's often busy, and we probably shouldn't oughta come a walking by the water just to talk and get to know you for the sake to make you fall la 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 love me. But it's been saying dark. Always be around if we were ever to be found. He'd be a coming after me. And my baby's got my dough and she'll let everybody know. And so we probably shouldn't oughta, cause I think they might have saw ya. And they're gonna tell your father that we're planning to fall out. But let me tell you, pretty mama, I just really wanna make you fall la 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 love me. But it's been saying dark. Everybody know that we were gonna make a go of you and me, my little pet. But the thrill we knew is gone, cause everybody played along, and they're so happy for us, dear. And we're the couple of the year. I gotta get me out of here. I wish I never got to know you, and I wish that I could show you just how much I really love you. How I curse the day I made you fall la 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 love me. But it's been saying dark.
Shot 20. Number 8.
That was Kay Trinata at number 8, up from number 22. This week is his latest and greatest album, because it is his debut, 99.9%, your track called Bus Ride. Valerie Leone before that, from Daniel Romano, Sitting Still at number 9, is his album Mosey. And at number 10, down 3 spots, Weaves, their self-titled debut, and a track called Candy.
It's the second hour of the Earshot. 20 more music news to bring you now with our friend Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine and senior editor there. And to start the stories off in this hour of the program, in case you were wondering what was ever going to happen to the house that was in the Purple Rain, in Prince's Purple Rain, well, Stephen's got the lowdown for you on that.
Yes, so we reported earlier this year that the house from Prince's famous Purple Rain film went on the market in 2015. Someone ended up snagging the Minneapolis property to preserve a piece of music and movie history. Hilariously enough, it turns out that the buyer was none other than Prince himself. As Minnesota's The Current pointed out, Hennepin County property records list Prince's NPG Music Publishing as the owner of the Purple Rain property, which sits at 3420 Snelling Avenue. The company is currently in the care of the Bremer Trust. As previously reported, the exterior of the 1913 home was used in Purple Rain extensively, acting as the home base of motorcycle-riding movie hero The Kid. The inside of the home wasn't actually used in the flick, though, with the 2015 real estate listing having noted that, quote, interior shots were just as likely shot in Los Angeles County as they were in Hennepin, Minnesota. The house was priced at $110,000 when it went up for sale, and was one of many properties Prince owned in the Twin Cities area. You can see a picture of that and get more info at exclaim.ca.
Oh, it's great that it's going to remain a piece of history and culture for a while anyway.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, living in a house like that, you'd probably get a lot of visitors, probably very annoying in the middle of the night to have camera flashes going off. I mean, I don't know how seriously people make pilgrimages to it, but if I know the passion that Prince elicits, then I could say it's very likely.
For sure. All right, we will chat now about Wilco. I do love the name of the album, although I kind of find it, isn't this something that people say when they're like making fun of someone?
Well, it's a play on Harry Nilsson's famous album, Schmilsson.
Okay.
So if you haven't guessed yet, Wilco's new album that they just announced this week will be called Schmilco. I can't say it without laughing. Although it will be the follow-up to last year's Star Wars LP, so you know, they're getting real creative, or not very creative, with album names these days. The new full-length release will come out on September 9th, courtesy of the band's own DBPM Records. The record is already up for pre-order on iTunes, and Wilco have shared another new song from the record after releasing Locator earlier this year. That new song is called If I Ever Was a Child, and you can hear that at exclaim.ca, where you can also pre-order the album and see the full track list for the album.
Wilco Schmilco, I don't care, it sounds like it's great, right? Maybe that's what they want from people, or maybe it's not, I have no idea. Anyway, it sounds like it'll be good, and we look forward to the album. One more story before we get to your song pick of the week, and this sounds like great news. Chance the Rapper has some new tour dates he's added for his world tour.
Yes, so as many of you will know, I've talked at length about Chance the Rapper and his excellent new mixtape / album, Coloring Book. He already announced a run of dates in support of the album, but they sold out even the large venues he booked very quickly. So while he previously had a date in Toronto and in Vancouver, he's now added a second show in Toronto that will take place on September 28th. That Vancouver show will happen October 25th. He also added second Miami shows, Berkeley, California show on October 22nd, and a Seattle date on October 24th if you are on the West Coast. Tickets and VIP packages for the new dates are on sale as of right now through Chance's official website. If you need tickets to the show, I would get on it right now, because they are very likely going to sell out. It's a crazy good album. Apparently, he's a crazy good performer, so now's your chance.
Well, you want a chance to see him, you can do it. Vancouver and Toronto. Exclaim.ca for all of the great news we chatted about today, and so much more. Stephen, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on the program, and we'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. Even listening to the amount of music I do and reading about the amount of music that I do, some stuff still flies under the radar, and one of those things this year was the album Puberty 2 by an artist named Mitski. The album really is incredible. It was released about a month or a few months ago, courtesy of Dead Oceans, and one of the singles from it is called Your Best American Girl. It features one of the best choruses of the year with some very, very thick, heavy guitar in the chorus. Your Best American Girl by Mitski on Earshot Radio.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Blood Orange, Blink-182, Swiss Army Man, Tragically Hip, Bad Bad Not Good, Schoolboy Q, Arkells, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
Was Sabbatic by Holy F, their latest album. Congrats, dropping from 2 to number 6. And before that, Jesse Lanza with New OG from Oh No, up one spot to number 7. And we heard a double dose of Mitski this week. Her album was back into our program for the first time at number 19, up from 27. It's called Puberty 2. But it was also Stephen Karlik's pick this week with the track Your Best American Girl.
Playing at Sappy Fest will probably feel like being right at home for Weird Lines, and understandably so, as the band is based in Sackville, New Brunswick. Their self-titled debut album was just released earlier this month. They're on tour, and CL McLaughlin catches up with us to chat about it all. CL, it's great to have you on.
Thanks so much. Great to be on.
What a great album this release is, and the tracks on it seem very diverse. It seems to cross a lot of musical genres. Was that the intention with the record, to have a variety of different sounds throughout?
Definitely. You know, I mean, all of my favorite shows and favorite bands growing up were, you know, they'd play a really quiet song and then play like the loudest song that you'd ever heard. I mean, it was all about contrast, and, you know, you never want to always write the same sort of song. So it's always been pretty important to just switch it up.
And what was the recording process like for this album? How did that all come together?
Well, we did, in very Sackvillian form, we recorded the beds at the Shed, which saw a lot of great sacral bands before, like Mouth Breathers and Yellow Teeth, and everyone sort of recorded, you always recorded or practiced there. And so we did the sort of bass, some guitar and the drums there, and then James Anderson, who plays drums and produced the record, he did the rest at his house, kind of a bit of this, a bit of that there, because we all have kids, it's a little bit harder to get everyone in the same place at the same time.
Very cool, though, and a very cool album. I also encourage folks to go watch your music video for Summer Can. I laughed, I felt like dancing, and then I even empathized for Taylor, who's the dancer in the video. What made you decide on this concept for that video?
It was my friend Darren Sussman, who lives in Whitehorse. He came up with the idea, and he told me he wanted to make a music video, and he picked that song, and I said, run with it, do what you want, and he came back with that. So it's all Darren's, all the, like those guys up in Whitehorse, they knocked it out of the park for sure.
Yeah, it was really really fun to watch. And if you're someone who enjoys watching someone dance, it's entertaining. But I must warn you, you might get a little exhausted, because it seems like he goes. He's a champ in that video.
By the end, I'm exhausted watching it. That's for sure.
So as I mentioned earlier, Sac Village, your home base, also where your album was recorded and mixed. Is there a special meaning to you being part of Sappy Fest, where it is right at home for you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Sappy every year. I mean, it's the best time of year. It's the best time in Sackville. There's, you know, we have, you know, 10, 15 people staying with us, and you invite everyone into your house and into your town, and it's great. It's also Julie and my daughter's birthday. It'll be her third birthday this year during Sappy, and so it's great, because it's kind of like this celebration of, for us, of, you know, having a child. And it's a great experience. It's kind of otherworldly.
Linesweird.com, if you want to check out more. Also find them on Bandcamp. We'll give you a taste of the record right now, and CL, we'll be seeing you at the festival, and good luck with the rest of the tour as well.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Here's a track from the debut self-titled album of Weird Lines, and more of the charts after this too. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 5.
Drive! last anyone heard she'd gone out to go fishing. The cracks in the lake make a mighty fine grave in the summer thaw.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Coast by Pup, their latest album, their sophomore release, The Dream Is Over, up two spots this week to number four, and down two spots before that, Hannah Georges from the album entitled For Evelyn at number five, down from number three, you heard Lost Cause, and also into our show for the first time, the self-titled debut record by Sackville's Weird Lines. You heard There Are Never Too Many Matches.
Yeah, great to reach out to Weird Lines and Chocolat this week as our continued Sappy Fest coverage. Next week, which is July 29th, when the program is on the air for the first time, actually be live in Sackville. We'll have a guest co-host, though, because Brian has daddy duties, so he's not able to join, but we will be having lots of fun in Sackville nonetheless, and bringing you great tunes as well as a guest co-host and much more. So stick around for that, and again, congratulations to the winner of our contest. And if you are still looking for tickets, still time to get them. All right, we're going to continue the countdown. Before we do that, though, one more break as we give you a look at what's debuting below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 comes from the national top 50. We don't have time to play all 50 albums, so we cut it off at 20, but we'd like to let you know what's debuting below that, because there is a chance they could make it into the top 20 and onto the show. And Brian's got the lowdown.
Going to be relatively brief this week, only four albums debuting below the top 20 within our national top 50, but some really great ones here. Debuting at number 49 is the latest release from Nanaimo, BC's Moths and Locusts. It's called Helios Rising. Up one spot from that, at number 48, from the Montreal collective Ojai, they have a second compilation, aptly titled Ojai Number 2. At number 47, Roger Chong Quartet with Funkalicious. And then we go all the way up to number 38, our final and highest debut this week, with Petunia and the Vipers, their latest, entitled Dead Bird on the Highway.
I think Moths and Locustus are going to make it. I think you mispronounced that word.
Sure, I suppose so.
I think it's Locustus.
How well did you do from the week before?
What did I say? I don't remember what it was. Remember. Yeah. This game doesn't work if neither of us bring the game pieces. It doesn't work. I'll check it out. I was probably right, though. So that's we just go on that assumption. Thanks for that, Brian. Okay, we have three more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. We're gonna do it right now. He'll let you know what's coming in at number three.
I guess it's a listener participation game. You go back and check and let us
right because you launched a game last week which didn't exist, but I don't know if you recall or not. But
no.
you told the listeners if you're paying attention at home, it was about who was number one and what was changing, and I don't know, you would create
our drinking
app,
game,
right? Or
an app, what?
I don't know, I'm making things up now, but yeah
for sure you are.
Yeah,
there's some creative remembering.
Yeah,
this week we're going to start off our number three with Jay Arner, another Mint Records release here within our top 20. It is called J2, and it is of course his second album. You're gonna hear track kicking off this set of three, Like a Dracula.
But I'm not the boy, I'm not the boy.
to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Fish than pretty chicks like you. I held her close like her held you. Martha sweet. They follow suit. She fills my glass, and there he tosses it back into the space that once held you, and dance to the radio while the devil takes control. Dance to the radio while the devil takes control.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And the most played album across Canada this week on campus and community radio was Bad Bad and Not Good's fourth album, called Four,
or Ivy.
Ivy, if you will. It debuted at number four last week, and it is at number one, dropping one spot this week after losing its spot to Bad Bad Not Good. Is Andy Schaaf's The Party. You heard Martha Swayze, and we should also say the Bad Bad Not Good song was called Cashmere. Kicking off that set was Jay Arner from J2 at number three. Up from number five was Like a Dracula.
I think Andy Schaaf's going to win the Players Music Prize.
Do you?
I think so.
Oh, all right.
Based on his staying power and where he's been on the charts, I mean, Baja Bulat was at the top of the charts for quite a while too. So, but I don't know. I have a feeling. And if that's right, I'm buying a lottery ticket the very next day.
That's not how the lottery works.
No, but that's how Alanis Morissette's song worked. You know, ironic. Anyway, it is the Earshot 20, and the irony of that is we're done. We are done for another week. And so if you missed any part of the program, I'll tell you how to go back and get it. But first, I'll tell you a little bit about what we do. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland. And every week, we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That show is recorded out of Local 107.3, St. John FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And we air first in St. John every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. In addition to that, you can download the program from radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes, no matter how you're picking it up. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next week. Of course, as I've been mentioning throughout, it is the Live from Sappy Fest broadcast. So if you're going to be in Sackville, pop by CHMA, say hello, hop on the air with us, whatever you want to do, and also enjoy the festival. You can still get tickets. Congratulations to our ticket winner. Tickets are available through sappyfest.com. Until next week, have a good one, and stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.